short Shana Tova. He said the Avas Chesed here. As we said, continuing in the Chumash, going through Parsha by Parsha to see all the places in the Chumash where there's different types of chesed there for us to learn from. Now we're up to Parshas B'Shalach in Shmos. Vayikach Moshe Atzmos Yosef. Moshe Rabbeinu went and took Yosef Hatzadik's bones that were in Mitzrayim to take them up to Eretz Yisrael, as he promised he was going to do it. Shizeh shilem HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYosef Avor HaChesed She'asa LeYaakov B'Gvurato. This is the reward. This was a reward that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Yosef, that Moshe Rabbeinu is taking care of his bones. Wow, Moshe. Because Yosef took care of his father's bones and brought them. Kfura, he didn't take his bones, he took him to be buried him. So therefore Hashem rewarded him. And now in the same parsha, later on in the parsha, everybody usually knows that that drasha is to do hiddur mitzvah, ornate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah, Elulav Yafeh, Esrog, everything beautiful, beautify the Torah. He says, no. In Shabbos and Kuflam and Gimel Beis is another Pertrasha. Avashal Omer, Avid Domelo, Mahu Chanun Berachum, Afata Ye Chanun Berachum. He learns from the word Zekeliva and Vehu, that weird word on Vehu, that you have to be like Hashem. And Rashi explains it, Ani Behu. The word anvehu is on me and him. Me and him are the same. And the Rashi explains over there on the Gemara that you have to make yourself like Hashem in his ways to become like him. And when you do chesed, you become like Hashem. That's making you look or be like Hashem. Zed keliv anvehu. Okay, you get the name of a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very interesting. Now we go to Parshas Yitzro. Vayetze Moshe likras chosno. This is a very interesting chiddush what he's saying here. Moshe Rabbeinu going out of his house to greet Yisro when Yisro came to visit him. That's a chesed. The chesed of going out to greet someone. As opposed to when you have a guest that comes over, you go run to the door to greet them. Or someone's coming in, you come to see them. As opposed to, you know, waiting for them to knock on the door. Or even if they knock on the door, they knock twice until you get up and go. No, running to go greet them before they come in is a chesed for them. Achnasas Orchim, he's saying, in the category of Achnasas Orchim. Become it's very, think about this. This is an interesting, sensitive point here. Become a psukim she'achrav. All these psukim of what Moshe did after that point of going out to greet Yisroel. Hu hakol b'chlal achnasas Orchim. That's in the category of the mitzvah of achnasas orchim, to do it the right way. Shuhu mitas achesed. With that, you can make many, I mean, you can think about this. You can make many, maybe not now because we're so tired, but think about how you greet the person, how you say, Rabbi Green used to say all the time about this one rabbi in Yerushalayim, Rabbi Zolti, who was the chief rabbi, how he had the most incredible smile when he met somebody and greeted them. And Rabbi Green talked to him about it. Well, said, well, what? How do you do that? He goes, I work hard. I practice. Practice is in the mirror. His smile, like an actor would practice his scenes, I would imagine. He practices how he's going to greet people, this rabbi, no longer with us. But that's similar to what you guys are laughing, right? It's funny. But think about what we're talking about. When you're greeting another Jew, you could do it one way. Hello. Hi. It's very depressing to be around that guy. Hi, how are you? Whatever you're going to do, you have to work on this to make it that when you greet somebody, you're greeting them in the most powerful way possible. He's saying it here in the Chofetz Chaim. It's clear that that is a mitzvah d'oraisa of achnasas orchim. Next, began the pasuk chaf odat lahem es haderech, and this is the big drush that all we saw in the previous Hakdama, this is the drash, the witz of machlokas, whether it's an asmachta or not, between the Rambam and the Bahag. Rambam says this is just an asmachta. The hodata lemes aderech. The derech is Chachamenu zichronu lebracha darsh in the pasuk osech zeh derech zuk minus hasadeh. Okay, so now we have a machlokas between them whether or not this is a special mitzvah of the 613. According to the Rambam, it's not. It's all in the category of a haftal erech kamocha. And according to the Ramban, Bahag, and that group, it is its own separate mitzvah daraisa. Just to interpret what you have kavana for. And then in the Aseres HaDibros, Es HaDerech is Milus HaSadim, good. Aseres HaDibros, Pasuk Vav, Ose Chesed La'alafim. He does chesed for all the generations after. Ose chesed la'alafim, it's before it's there. Sorry, le'elet the midos of you. Have to walk in Hashem's ways. You have to try to emulate his midos. And then in Parshas Mishpatim, we're continuing now. In Kesef Talves Ami, that's a big one. Loans, lending money, is the biggest one. We're going to see that's the paradigm. Gnilus Chasadim is giving the loan. That's the mefurish daraisa that everybody has to agree with, is this idea of giving a loan of money. We're going to explain, he's going to spend a lot of time on that, obviously. With Pasuk Yud Aleph, Mitzvah Hashavas HaAvud, you take collateral from a guy and he needs to live with this collateral, right? You Tuvi borrows money from me and I take his watch. Looks like a fancy watch. Not a watch. I take his musical instrument that he needs to make a part. That's it. I take his razor, his shaver, down like, you got it. I take his hair trimming materials that he needs. He can't live without that. He can't live. He can't make money without his hair cutters, right? Every day I have to give it back to him. Every day, every night, whatever the thing is. If it's his pajamas, I have to give it back to him at night. If it's his hair cutters, I have to give it in the morning. Otherwise, you won't live. That's a very scary mitzvah if you think about it. We talked about this a few years ago. The guy has no money, obviously. Without this hair cutter, he's finished. Without his pajamas, he's done. And he's not good for the money. I took a collateral from when I gave him the loan to Tuvi. And now I have to give it back to him, he's going to run away. Who knows if he's going to come back? It's a very scary, it's a shocking mitzvah that if I don't give it back to him, Hashem's going to come after me. It's collateral. We made a deal. If it was Yonah Schoenfeld who doesn't need the pajamas and has another pair, I don't have to give it back to him. That's the deal. The deal is I take this collateral till you give me back the money. But if it's Toby, the poor Toby, he's got nothing but his hair cutters. That's all he has. And one pair, I got to keep giving it back, even though he's a more of a risk that he's not going to pay back the loan because he can't live without it. It's a big asset. Spend a lot of time on this as well. Shehu Nofer Kam came to me to set stock up. This is not just lending money when we're dealing with Tuvi. It's also the midah tzedaka that I have to return to him this item. It's also charity. Kamavur b'mishnah Torah, the Rambam brings that. And now he gets to Parshas Har Sinai. Har v'inyanim sheyeshba, so many things. Kulam gnuyim al midas hachesed. So much of the Ten Commandments is chesed. Kagon geulas krovin. Redeeming a family member who is enslaved. You have to redeem him and pay money to pull him out of his slavery, pay the bill for him. That's interesting what he did here. I wonder if he did this premeditated or not at the fucking time. But look what he writes. But after Kathy Bonati, I started thinking. There's no end to the amount of examples I can give you of chesed in the Torah. There are so many positive commandments and negative commandments. Everything is all chesed in the Torah. So he's not going to do it anymore. He's finished. He stopped in the middle and he abandoned this project of finding all the examples of chesed and says, no, I'm never going to finish. So he says, what examples does he give shorthand, a list of chesed that are in the Torah, mitzvahs that are all chesed, leket, Leket, we know what leket is when you have to, when the farmer has to, when he's harvesting his wheat and he's cutting down from the sickle and stuff falls on a certain part of it, it's left for the Aniyim. They get to take it. He can't pick it up anymore. It's not his property. He has to take it. They have to take it. Shichicha, if he forgets to pick something up, it's not his anymore. That's all chesed. Well, what logic is there that if the farmer forgot to pick up a bundle or walk past a bundle, it's no longer his? He has to leave it for the Aniyim. It's all about someone who's out there worrying about Aniyim and making up a rule that if you walk this farmer walks past his say a bundle and doesn't pick it up or cut it down, it's gone. It's not his. It's somebody who's worrying about poor people makes up a rule like that. Pay, I believe, the corner of the field for the Aniyim. All of these things, Maaser Ani, from the years 3 and 6 of the Shemitah, Bechein Inyanei HaShemitah, the whole Shemitah is all about chesed. It's all someone worried about poor people. Nevad mashu Shabbos LaHashem, besides the fact that when you let your field rest for 1 year, it's showing a Kaddish Baruch who runs the world. But it also says over there, says the Chafetz Chaim, in Shmos Chaf Gimel Yud Aleph, V'hashviz tishmatenu natashta v'achla achlu ebyone amecha. You can't touch the land, the field. You're a farmer. You have to let the Aniyim come in and take. Everybody's free to take. That's chesed. Megam mitzvahs Hashavas Aveda. Hashavas Aveda. What about finders, keepers, losers, weepers? You think, no finders, keepers. Finders, returners. That's chesed. Someone cares about chesed over there. Shehizira tur lachus al mamon Yisrael. If it's you, if it's a Jewish guy, stuff, you got to give it back to him. A few shabbat even if it's a little thing. Shabbat fruit, you have to return it. You have to worry about someone else's stuff. And return it. That's chesed too. Bechein mitzvahs prika b'ti'i. He's not going to stop. I mean, he's going to stop soon. The unloading the donkey and loading up your friend's donkey. The animal is suffering. It's you're helping your friend, not just the animal. You're loading it up and taking it off. You're helping your friend load his stuff and unload. That's a mitzvah. D'oraisa, that's a chesed. So many mitzvahs are built on this principle of chesed. This is all because Hashem is good and kind. We were also commanded lios l'reinu. We have to also be helping and kind to our friends as much as possible. Now, it's interesting in the footnote here, maybe we'll skip it today. It's a hard day in the office. Definitely, he's going to say a beautiful point here about this idea. Let's do it now. We're going to the footnote. He says here, this concept of all the Torah is chesed. There's so many mitzvahs in the Torah that are built on the principle of chesed. He wants to explain a medrash now. Or the pasuk in Yirmiyah, which says, HaKohanim lo amru ayei Hashem. Listen to the pasuk. The Kohanim did not say, where is Hashem? The Tovsei HaTorah lo yedauni. And the Tovsei Torah, the guys who grab the Torah, that's us, learning Torah people, don't know who I am. They don't know who I am. So he's going to try to explain this pasuk, the Chafetz Chaim, and darshan the pasuk. The Navi's complaining about two things in this pasuk. Number one, shekolkach shachachu karov lachur ben hashem. When it was close to the korban bayis, they forgot that Hashem is mashgiach in the world. Even the Kohanim did not know that Hashem is running. They didn't see Hashem's presence in the world. Even with the Beis HaMikdash. Bevadai bedoros harishonim hikiru Hashem hashkachas Hashem yisbarach ma'od. They knew Hashem. They had recognition. They had to see Hashem in the new world. The guys in the Beis HaMikdash, Kohan, couldn't see him anymore. Ubeprat b'mikdash sherau anhagas Hashem. They saw the way Hashem runs everything. Al kol tzad b'tzad. They saw all the miracles in the Beis HaMikdash. And not only that, they're not asking, where is Hashem? The Kohanim didn't ask. He was, they didn't even recognize that he was there. They didn't ask, where is he? Near the Beis HaMikdash destruction. They weren't around. They weren't thinking about what they were doing. Why were they not recognizing his hashgacha in the world? It left their hearts completely, the idea of Hashem running the world. That's why they kept doing their avers. This is right before the destruction of the temple. They were clueless. They were just walking around thinking everything fine. They're not thinking. Just in a daze, like I am now. Number two, it's in this pasuk. That was the Kohanim part of the pasuk. Old Zol Sheina Makirim Klal is Godel Tuba Bachasto Shalakadosh Baruch Hu. Even the Topsay Torah Shalom Din Toroso, they were not aware of how good he is. They couldn't. Even the guys learning, they're learning Shakwa Daria, this, that. They're not thinking. Wow, this is all Hashem being kind. This mitzvah, this sugya. They should have thought the mitzvosa, the chukah. They should have looked at the mitzvahs and all the laws as kvoda yisbarshu tov, barachum bilti shiur. Incredible amounts of chesed that he has for us. Just looking at the mitzvah, they're not doing that. They're just learning. They had no idea who I really am. They're not. It's Hashem talking. They didn't know who I was. If they would have thought for a second, they would have done tshuva. Here, we're in tshuva. They would have immediately just thought about who they're dealing with. They would have run back to him. He's the best thing ever. That's Abba. The whole open tshuva. They would have relied on his incredible mercy and his kindness. That he's going to take them back. Of course, he's going to take them back. This is our week right now. If you just do tshuva, Hashem is going to be there. I'm never going to hold it against you what you did. We're never going to hold it again. We're going to hold a grudge. This is Hashem talking. Come back. I'm here. As Rabbi Leventhal said so beautiful yesterday, in shot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu getting up from the Kisei Adin and moving over to the Kisei Rachamim, whoever was awake or here, he said beautifully that this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu making the first move, showing you I'm here. I'm going to get up. And now I'm going to the Rachamim. And now, you guys can do tshuva. I'm going to be the first one who takes the first step towards the relationship to bring everybody back. This is the week. Think about Hashem's chesed, his kindness to us in every way. How can you help yourself but run back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Have a good day, everybody.